Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Yeah, baby, that was me coughing. Sorry, this pollen is out of control, folks. Man, welcome to spring hay fever season. Ah, we're here. You know where that is. Sitting here in Virginia Beach, running up to Ohio this weekend. We're supposed to have some pretty nasty weather here tonight. It's called spring. If you hear anything in the background, that's just my robot vacuum cleaner bumping around and cleaning. By the way, those things work. They may not be as powerful as your house vacuum, but if you have them vacuum every day, which I do, they do a good job. They do a good job. And you don't have to crawl under your couch. It goes under my couch, under my tables, everything. But they draw a map of the inside of the house that the CIA and FBI can use when they decide to come get me for speaking the truth. Yeah, it's been a crazy week, trying to get things done, getting ready for the fall tour, getting the yard done, getting the garage done, getting brakes done. Man, it's been busy, busy, busy. Yeah, I do all my own work. That's one of those things where the government is drastically trying to impede your ability to work on your own car because, see, then they can't tax the person who works on your car. See, the barter system eliminates taxes. You know, just saying. You know, they're illegal anyhow to begin with. That's the funny thing. The lie has been built for so long that it's now the truth. I do believe there was a German who said something about repeating a lie until it becomes the truth. And seeing how your American government, through Operation Paperclip, brought a bunch of Nazis into the United States. Yeah, there you go. Do some research, kids. Everything I'm saying is real and everything I'm saying is true. And all, by the way, I should start each show with I'm not suicidal because that seems to be a favorite tactic of the Democrats now to, he just killed himself, quote unquote. It's amazing how many people, of course, though, after you listen to Hillary talk, I completely understand why anybody who knows her or Bill want to kill themselves. But you had that many people kill themselves that knew you, you'd be, well, hell, if you look at Trump. Hillary did worse than Trump, had her own private server in a garage. And then when they went to go find out what she had on it, they beat the hard drives to death and bleached the ones that they didn't. And if you don't know what bleached means, it's not mean they poured bleach on it, dumbass. It means they read and wrote over it so many times that not even the experts at the FBI could retrieve their dastardly deeds. And believe me, Bill and Hillary are the Bonnie and Clyde of Washington, D.C. They're loved by the Democrats as heroes fighting the good fight. But everybody else sees them as lech, perverts, and robbers. But that's my opinion. And right at the moment, opinions are not illegal in this country. But it won't be much longer. It seriously will not be much longer to merely expressing your thoughts will get you a bad social credit score. Hell, look, they're using the fact that if you're late on your bills, that's now used on getting a job, getting an apartment, getting anything. And it's ironic that the people who are now, if you count every debt, we're over $170 trillion in the hole. If you count every debt, every promise, every unfunded liability, and those are the people that are going to give you a credit score and label you as a bad credit risk. Let that sink in for a little while. I think that's proverbially what they call the pot calling the kettle black. Or can you not use that one anymore because it's racially insensitive? I'm so sick of this country anymore. I'm sick of what you weasels are turning it into. This ain't the country I grew up in. Oh, Dan, you went to your racist country. Would y'all shut up? Y'all just shut up with this garbage of screaming racism and homophobia. I'm so sick of it. I'm sick to death of it. Have a conversation. Defend your ideas. Hey, I'm not the only one getting sick of it. A whole high school walked out over the LGBTQ bathroom sharing. Because even the young kids, even the young, dumb, mushful people who don't know anything, understand what you're doing is wrong. Wrong. Letting men compete against women is wrong. We are not equal. Would you stop it with that shit? Again, I offer this challenge to anybody. We will go to a mall, if there's still any left after the apocalypse and everybody's tearing them down, and you can hand-select 100 women that come through those doors, and I will take the first 100 men, regardless of age, regardless of anything, and we will kick your ass because we are physically stronger. That is a fact that your little feeble brains don't want to accept. Why do you think the oil field is full of men? Those are really great paying jobs. Where are the women wanting those jobs? Where are the women wanting to go to the crab boat? Where are the women lined up at construction sites that don't have enough day laborers? No, they're on OnlyFans, flashing their titties, getting paid for showing off their bodies. If there was equality, there'd be just as many male OnlyFans models, but there isn't. Because we are not equal. We are not the same. Thank God for that. Like, I think this famous comic, I can't think of, I see the quote, it goes, I like a woman because she's not a dude. I can't blame him for that. I can't blame him for that. But here we are. We got another show coming our way. I'm going to go get Herman here in a minute. I'm just doing the show intro so we can get our first series of commercials out of the way. I have no problem if you want to wait until Herman shows up. It's always more interesting when Herman's here. Herman and I have a great show. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be changing the name of the show as soon as I can find some time to sit down and get in front of a computer, make some new graphics. Because, again, I do everything myself. I'm a one-man company. I do my laundry. I do my car repairs. I do everything. I even do electrical. I have an immense background in that. But as it goes, I am here, and we have reached that moment where I will dip out, go get Herman, and we will get this thing started. And also, if you happen to be in the Tennessee and Georgia area, and want to see my partner Jake, who is out touring his ass off, which is what he does. He does that year-round, folks. I don't know. I can't do it year-round. I just can't. It's way too much for me. It is a very hard life on the highway. It's not hard in, like, terms of, you would say, a oil worker's job is. It's hard in that it's just day after day running and going town to town and tearing down and setting up and tearing up. It's hard. It is a hard life. And it will wear you out. And you're just out alone, traveling. I'm going to do a little shameless self-promotion, and I will be right back with Herman.
That's right. The Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour is back on the road. We are currently promoting our second Amazon Prime special, Jokers and Jesters, the next special. We will be touring small towns across this great country of ours. So for our tour date, follow us on Facebook at Jokers and Jester Comedy Tour or at our website, jokersandjester.com. It's a great night of music, laughter, and magic. Don't miss us as we come to a small town near you.
Do you love the outdoors? Do you want to help make a difference for the planet? Then get involved in Collectively Rewilding. Collectively Rewilding is a movement to restore degraded ecosystems and reinvigorate sustainable traditions almost lost by working together. It's based on the idea that we can achieve more by working together than we can by working alone. Sharing the skill sets we have built over the years with each other and providing the community support we all need when there is so much work to be done in finding a sustainable future. To join our community here in Collectively Rewilding, go to www.collectivelyrewilding.com. Let's bring nature back into our lives in a community built for the wild in all of us.
I'm Diana from Delivering the Truth and Exposing the Lies. Join Russ and myself every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time while we deliver the truth about what's really going on in the world. You don't want to miss our shows. See you then.
You know what I think you should do? I think you should join us for Dynamic Word Bible Studies, where I am always hosting. My name is Felicia DeRozier, and I have two amazing co-hosts.
Cross, the favorite.
You wish.
This is Mariah, the real favorite child.
Oh, sure.
We spend a lot of time learning about the Bible and possibly a little time learning about humility. That would be awesome, right?
Yeah, Cross. Yeah, Mariah.
We air live every Wednesday from 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to 10:30. Right now we're going through the book of Romans, but we're going to start moving into the Gospel of John. We're going to learn about Jesus. We're going to learn about living and walking in the Spirit and learning to be a little humble with those that we live with. It's going to be a great time. I can't wait for you to join us. Right, guys?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Would you like to take your power back by following the principles of the universal laws, earth-based spirituality such as Kantianism, shamanism, and personal alchemy? Are you sick of giving your power away to power-hungry gurus, the corrupt government, the globalists, and realize you have a higher purpose on this planet? That you are gods and goddesses that need to snap out of amnesia and reclaim your birthright? We're Darren and Dr. Joanna Wells, the Double B, founder of the Gods of Amenti, psychic intuitives, transformation coaches, training others to uncover lost knowledge and reclaim their sovereignty. Here to guide you every Sunday at 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and Wednesday 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on our show, Moving Beyond the Matrix, on freedomizerradio.com. Call-in number is 319-527-6208.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Please check out the Proof Negative radio show Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. That is 6 to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, with excellent co-host, outstanding guests, and lots of great conversation. We can even take your calls. The number is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1, and you will be on the Proof Negative radio show.
And here we are, folks. Here we are. We're back. I got Herman. Say hi, Herman.
What's up, Neil? What's up? Dude. It's funny we have these little pre-show conversations while we're on hold. And it's funny because I can't believe that so much information can pass back and forth in just 3 or 4 minutes. But when you've got somebody you talk to and you flow with, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
It
happens quick.
That's right. And because when you have people looking at information with an open view, there's so much you can talk about in front of them.
Oh, yeah. Because you're not afraid. It's not. There's no judgmental thing to it.
No.
It's something that we kick around so many different ideas, and it just happens rapidly.
Yeah. Because they're ideas without opinions and without with feelings and emotions. And I'm talking about, you know, and that's what happens. When you have people with his feelings and emotions and strong opinions, and you can never talk about anything.
No, you can't. Finding somebody with a strong opinion, it almost means you might as well not even try to debate me.
Yeah, because I know already.
I know.
Yeah. That's just saying, you know. And like you said, people think, you know, that we control things, you know, on this clock or in this circle. And like you always say, it's a circle jerk.
It is.
It's a circle jerk, you know. And it's people,
And if you speak your mind in that circle jerk, then you're the one that's the problem. Not the circle jerk.
Not the circle
jerk. Just you. Because you will think that you are different. We all are different. We all can have different opinions, but the question is, can you back your opinion up?
And then the thing is, nowadays, whether you can back your opinion up or not doesn't matter, because opinions are not based on facts anymore. You have conspiracy opinions. You know?
It's amazing.
You have theoretical opinions.
Well, here's the one I love, and this is my favorite one. I saw this guy, I'm not going to name his name, but he was like, I can debate anybody on climate issues for hours. And then I brought up a few points. He's like, well, I'd have to do some research. I thought you had all that stuff on lockdown. I thought you had that all on lockdown. No, yeah. You have a bunch of opinions that have been given to you, but I've actually lived through it. See, that's the difference here, kiddo. When I was but a young man, they were telling us the world was going to freeze to death. That's what they were telling us. That's what the experts all agreed on. The same experts, and when people start talking global warming, I offer anybody on this channel this challenge. Provide me one weather forecaster
that can tell you tomorrow's temperature at noon is going to be 82 degrees and there's going to be no rain and there's going to be X number of clouds in the sky. Because if you can't do 24 hours, you sure as hell can't do 100 years.
And you know what this world is based on?
What?
Shit. Let me explain to you how. Okay? This world is based on shit. You come up with shit, you believe that shit. You think some bullshit, you're trusting that shit. Okay? But then people are always trying to change shit. But you can't tell me exactly when you're going to shit.
Yeah.
Shit comes about occurring to when it's necessary, not according to a time. Now, also with shit, you can't twist and change shit. I keep telling people, if you look at life like shit, it's like this. You shit, right? Can you change your shit to a pee hole? No. And can you change your pee hole to a shit hole? No. Can you redirect your shit out your pee hole? No. Can you redirect your piss out your shit hole? No. Shit is the way it is. And shit should stay and remain the way it is. It's just tough shit if you can't deal with it.
And see, that's the whole funny thing about the weather, though. They always, when I say that weatherman shit, I get one of two answers every single time. The one I got yesterday was, I don't believe in weathermen. I believe in climate scientists. That's the same damn thing, dumbass.
Here we go. Same shit.
It is.
People always trying to change shit. That's the key. People are always trying to change shit. You take the word shit and you put weather in its place, people are always trying to change weather. All you got to do is take a change and take shit out of the word and change and put the word there. And it's still you changing shit.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to deal with it that way. Just make everything shit.
Yeah. They can't have a good reasoned argument.
You can't.
Because a good reasoned argument would tell you that we don't know about the weather. We've got clues we can get. That's why the weatherman says it's a percentage. It's a percentage that I'm right. The house odds are always against the gambler. And Mother Nature, just the other day I woke up, they said rain after 2 o'clock. Well, after 2 o'clock there was no rain. I looked at their prediction, and they changed it from 2 o'clock to 9 o'clock on the exact same day. That's with weather satellites studying. That's with maps. That's with ground stations measuring stuff. They can't get today's weather correct. Yet you want me to believe and change my life based on a prediction 100 years from now from people that can't get tomorrow right.
Well, see, here we are. Here we go with this word, pan. They're going to give you a panoramic perspective and a panoramic view, right? And what I heard, Brady, the guy, the comedian, say, I didn't know what I wanted to be, and I didn't know what I was until I looked it up. And I realized that I was a pansexual. Once I realized I was a pansexual and I studied it, then I could tell you what I was. This is how the weather is explained to you.
Yeah.
If you have these type of people, I'm just trying to tell people, look, I know we don't want to, every time someone says you bring up gay things, every time you're explaining something, I'm trying to tell you the reason why things are trending to these thoughts, because these type of people are planning things out. So when you have this type of weatherman, that weather person is going to be just like that individual. You can't tell nothing because they're based on what their theory is and what they think they know.
Yeah.
They're not willing to ever say they're wrong. They're not willing to ever say they're off. Period. Even when you catch them dead wrong.
Oh, yeah.
They look you dead in your eye and say, oh, that's not wrong. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. Inflation is transitory.
Yeah. Here we go. Inflation is what? Transitory. Notice it goes to every time it's pan, trans, poly, and everything that we're referring to refers back to something dealing with one of those letter people. It's how you follow what's going on. I watched a show yesterday, and it was Terrence Howard advertising for his new movie. While he's on this new movie, he's in a Farrah Fawcett wig with a 70s jacket on, you know, stuff like that. And it looks like he's doing something for a movie, but when you look at him good, the lady, he has some socks that says, his socks, when he crosses his legs, his socks say freak shit on his socks. It says freak shit. Okay? Now, when you look at the lady's hand that's interviewing him, she has an Illuminati Masonic ring on her hand. A big old, is obvious, like Shaq wears, right?
Yeah.
That ain't even an only clue either. I said, look further into this picture. Look at the lady's Adam's apple. Terrence Howard is looking like a woman, talking to a woman looking like a man. And this is the big picture. Forget the movie they're advertising. Look at the agenda.
Yeah.
I can figure out the agenda without listening to what they're saying.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere, bro. If you think about it, Barbarino. Okay, now, Benny Barbarino, okay, ended up being, what's his name? I can't even think of biggest actor out there. I can't even think of his name right now. Benny Barbarino. He ended up being in the disco movie. I can't even think of his name. He's gonna, if something's going to come up. But anyway, they take this one man from back then, and Benny Barbarino, he becomes one of the greatest actors on earth, right? But they were setting us up back then.
Yeah.
To know what was going on and to make him a gay man. If you look at the Wheaties box and the transition, if you really wanted to transition, just put him on the Wheaties box and let's watch him change from when he was Olympic to Kate and keep him on the Wheaties box. And just give us a whole Wheaties. And then you find out the Wheaties was made to break down male testosterone.
Yep.
This is how everything fits in, man. We have to realize we're explaining stories without connecting the dots. See, we're explaining the stories from a conquering mind's mentality versus a compassionate come together conversation.
Oh, yeah.
So when you think separately, it's hard to figure things out, man. We're showing you that.
I get what you're saying, and it's the truth. It's a gradual thing. They do it so gradually that you don't even notice it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because let's put it this way. The Second Amendment was written in such terms that nobody could misinterpret it. But then they started this, well, it was for hunting. That's why they did it. No, it was not for hunting. They didn't just finish a hunting expedition when they wrote it. They had just finished conquering a government. A foreign government on American soil. So they understood that without the guns that were equal to the government, they never could have overthrown the Brits. So they wrote that to specifically give you the right to defend yourself against all enemies, foreign and domestic. They spelled it out. And yet through the years, they got you, oh, come on, we just want you to register the gun. That's not taking away your right to own the gun. We just want you to register it. It'll make it easier if somebody steals your gun. Oh, no, we just want you to have a permit to carry it concealed, because a permit to carry it concealed will make it so that people who are crooked can't get it. Well, people who are crooked don't need a concealed carry permit because they already broke the law. One more breaking of the law is not something for them to worry about. And now, after we've done that, the one and the two, we now have between 3,000 and 8,000 laws on the book, depending on who you ask, against gun ownership. And now, as an innocent person, if you have a gun and defend yourself against a criminal, you are now the criminal and they are the victim. They have flipped the script on you by doing it inch by inch and never taking a yard at a time, always taking an inch at a time. And it's like I watched, I think it was, I can't remember the, God, you know names and me. But he sat there and he goes, everything's done incrementally, so I'm going to push you to the point where you bitch, and then I'm going to stop. I'm going to let you settle down,
and then I'm going to push you to the point where you bitch, and then I'm going to stop and let you settle down. And he goes, before you know it, he goes, you're 2 miles down the road and don't know how you got there.
And you know what that's called for me? Jim Crow laws and slavery. See, people have to understand that the people on top know how to do so many things wrong because they are the criminals.
Yeah.
They need police. We need police in this nation as policy officials to keep a land that was stolen from the beginning. People who created the police are the individuals that are the liars and thieves that need to tell the truth. Individually, you know that there was a constitution written when you got here, and you just took over plans and started putting amendments towards something that was already written.
Yeah.
Okay? A people that knows the land does not have to write and study the land. A people that knows the culture do not have to write and study the culture. People that are writing history are individuals that are usually not from the place that they're saying they're writing history, because they're keeping breadcrumbs to keep attached to what they're doing. They're finding out. This is what people are not realizing. These people up top are finding out they're lost. And you can tell that they're lost, because you got to go to the poor people for actions that you need, that you've learned yourself out of. See, you can go with mechanics and AI for so long, but when it breaks down, after a while, when AI breaks down, you're going to need the basic mechanic. You're going to need the basic plumber. You're going to need the basic electrician, not the AI plumber, not the AI electrician. See, we are moving from mechanics of humans to mechanics of machines. And they're trying to get you, and this is people that can't do it are the ones that create the machines to eliminate the ones that can, period. So that eventually they don't need your slavery butt. They think they can meet been enough stuff to say we don't need you all. This is why they came up with COVID, to start trying to killing you off, because they're going to have robots at your McDonald's. They don't want you anymore. They don't need you. The more they create AI, the less people they need, period.
And then they try to say that the less people they need is a better thing, because we'll give you universal income. And the robots will take your place, and you can just go live a life of luxury.
All you need to do is go live the life of looking at Melinda Gates and Bill Gates Foundation, and you'll find out what you really need to do.
Yeah.
These two, you want to talk about the president running the country? The president doesn't run shit, okay? The president's a pawn that keeps us in an attractive conversation so that they can keep up with what we're talking about. As long as the pawn is in between Democrat and Republican, nobody's talking about the names everyone needs to know.
Right. They're buying up the farmland. They're buying up the production. They're buying up the food. Why would you buy up the food? So you can have control. Because who controls the food controls the world.
Is Donald Trump buying up all the food, people?
No.
I'm just saying, we're concentrating on Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a basic, I'm not saying he's not a great person. He's a basic businessman compared to Bill Gates and Melinda Gates. Basic. He's a dot on the paper compared to them.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is a nothing compared to the Gates.
Oh, yeah.
And we spend all this time talking about that, but the thing is, as long as you got the Democratic control and you got places like The View, and all these other crazy, just left-wing shows just going crazy, you're going to listen to this dumb stuff, just idiotic stuff, man. We listen to the names that don't count. Well, Donald Trump destroyed the country. Dude, if Bill and Melinda Gates are killing chicken companies, are poisoning fields and burning down companies, Bill Gates is Donald Trump not doing this?
Well,
Donald Trump is not burning the goddamn country down and keeping us where we can't eat and running ships in the damn bridges.
But you just covered two things in one. When you mentioned The View, one of the hosts on The View, I think her name's Sunny, actually believed the eclipse was caused by global warming.
Yeah, she is dumb as a box of bricks. Okay, when I listen to the women on The View, man, I just want to take a grenade and slip it in there in the studio.
You have to try to be that stupid.
Whoopi Goldberg sets the black society back 1,000 years every time she opens her mouth. I've never heard somebody so idiotic. And when do we take a comedian and make the comedian the world's...
Well, at the same time that you took a little schoolgirl and had her speak to the UN on climate change, something she knew absolutely nothing about.
Yeah.
I mean, we're there. We're letting children tell us adults what to do now.
Yeah, that's what they said in the the Bible, and the children will lead them. See, this is all biblical prophecy mess, man.
Yeah.
It's all biblical prophecy mess, man, and people don't want to admit this, man. They don't want to admit this. Look, now I'm going to say this, and people will probably get mad as hell. In God we trust on that dollar is the same God that tempted Eve. And he's the same God that you praise every Sunday in church. That is the God of fortune, and his name is Baal. And Baal is the God of fortune. So if money is the root to all evil, then Baal controls all of your churches, because your churches function off of money, period.
Yeah.
And Baal is the God of fortune. He's coming to take your dollars, to which you could use to better yourself. Hear me, people. When you go to these churches, they coming to take your dollars to which you could better yourself. Do you hear me, people? $250 million every Sunday goes towards Jesus and God. $1 billion every month goes toward Jesus and God. There's no Brink truck of Jesus, and there's no bank of God for accountability of physical funds. Physical. There's nothing spiritual about money. It's paper. You know what I'm saying?
I did.
They try to make all this spangly, oh, and Jesus said, and God needs money. God don't need your idea. God don't need your thought. God don't need your money. Come on, man. Stop being stupid.
That's funny, though. When you sit down and think about it, it's like, oh, shit.
Yes. If you talk about a God of nature or something from within, I can understand. But when you start talking about, and then you're going to heaven, and then you're going to heaven, y'all are talking about physical thoughts, physical constructs of man. That you talking about heaven and hell is just like you talk about a clock. You're trying to find something to explain something that has no definition explainable to you, so you got to find something solid to pin it on. And then when you pin it on something solid, you go, this is my belief. It don't mean you understand nothing. It just means you got something you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make you smarter. You could be, when you say I believe, that's saying, because, like I said, the Wizard of Oz, because. The shit someone tells you over and over again from generations that they never found the truth to it.
Right.
They died waiting on the same thing you're going to die waiting on. You're going to die waiting on the returning of a physical person. But to be truthful, could you imagine thinking about this physical person that's going to return is you returning to a mindset, you returning to a purpose, you returning to a reason within every individual, and that is the purpose, you being better as a person, you being better as an individual, you being better as a communicator. Wouldn't that make sense to be God-like versus waiting on someone to come? Wouldn't it be better to get your stuff together versus waiting on somebody to come and help you get together? Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense until you realize you have to put effort out. Then it's easier to just say it's the boogeyman's going to return and he's going to make it better. And then that way I can just sit here and do whatever the hell I want.
I don't have to follow no rules.
Right. I just got to wait.
I can be overweight, and if I'm waiting on God and waiting on Jesus, you are fat-shaming me. How dare you? Jesus wouldn't call me fat. No, he would say you overeat and you're a glutton.
Yeah.
No, he wouldn't call you fat. He would say you're obese.
Yeah.
But it's much easier to wait for something to come back to change anything than actually take action to change.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm going to eat everything I want. When Jesus comes, I'm going to go from 600 pounds to 150. I'm going to be able to ask Jesus to take it away. And I'm going to say, Jesus, Lord, how many number? Summer. And Jesus is going to snap the weight off my body. All my sins that I'm going to be gone. He's going to be, are you crazy? Are you mentally insane? This is
yeah.
why men. This is why men think they're women, because if you still waiting on Jesus and you don't want to make no effort, that means Jesus makes you bafia, and that means be accountable for your own actions. And when you believe in anything outside of yourself, you're blaming that thing for your bad, and you giving it the excuse for your good. You have no sense of responsibility anymore.
Yeah.
None.
We've wiped out personal responsibility. That's the one thing they have successfully done.
Personal responsibility is out the window. Out the window. You out the window. When you say, I want to cut my dick off to be a woman, I want to sew my vagina up and make my clit a dick. Man, to go get hernia surgery is a risk. But I'm gonna go to sleep on my own because I feel something. Something's wrong with you mentally. I don't care what nobody thinks. Something's flipping wrong with you. I worked in the operating room. You're gonna willing to go get your dick cut off? Oh,
yeah.
Don't even
yeah.
know how you're gonna pee anymore for a belief. And then we're not talking about. I want to be a man. No. How will you piss? How will you piss comfortably, idiot?
Well, here's the other thing, too. Because you're questioning their stupidity, you're the stupid one.
Yes. Do you know what relief it would be for me to cut my dick off and know I am a woman? No, you are a dickless man. With a pissing problem.
And a mental problem.
And a mental problem. You're a dickless man with a mental and a pissing problem. With titties.
Oh my God, man! The funny thing is, when you talk it out, you start hearing the insanity, and you can't help but chuckle because people actually believe this to the point where they, if you don't believe the way they believe, they will try to ruin you. They're trying to ruin your life. They'll try to take away your speaking platform. They'll try to take away your belongings. They'll try to cancel you from America. Because you actually speak the truth.
Yeah, I know, because if you say, can a man have a baby? This is a man question now. Can a man have a baby? And the man looks at you and says, yes. Okay, let me tell you something. And they say, yes, a transgender man. No, listen, a delusional bitch who thinks she's a man, who has a coochie with titties cut off, now you are just a tittyless female with a pussy that's saying you're a man.
Right.
You're a tittyless female with a pussy who says you're a man. So when a man sticks his dick in your tittyless pussy, you're now pregnant. You're not a fucking man. You're a pregnant, tittyless bitch. That's it. You're a pregnant, tittyless bitch. You're not a man, bitch. Okay, because how can I punch a pregnant man in his stomach, bitch? How is that possible? It's impossible. I can't even let that flow out of my mouth. I'm going to hit you, dude. I'm going to hit you in your pregnant ass stomach, man. Stop fucking around with me, man. I'm going to make you have a miscarriage, dude. That makes no sense.
Dude, that's where we are. That's
yeah.
where we are in the pendulum swing. We have reached the point where sanity is insanity, and insanity is sanity. We have flipped the script.
Yes, I would kick your ass, dude, if you wasn't pregnant. We are crazy.
Yeah.
Insane. Now, insanity is now the normal function of America, and we are functioning within a day-to-day climbing outside insane aside, and we're functioning.
Yeah. Yeah.
First, we were functioning in the outside prison.
Now the prison been on the outside. Ever since boys start hanging their pants, prison's on the outside.
Yeah.
And see, when the prison came on the outside, there was more booty rape. Because
yeah.
they let the booty rapists out, and the booty rapists had to find them some satisfaction. So once you let these men who have been in jail for 20 and 30 years back on the streets, they don't want no vagina no more. They want booty.
Yeah.
And they don't want just booty. They want young, tight, new booty. They want fresh meat. They want fresh feet. They want a breaker, dude. So what they did was take butt breaking and put it through your system. Now, raping men is a part of our society, and we just call it LGBTQ when they don't know what to do with you.
There's no argument. It's happening. It's happening before our eyes. Yet if you dare speak out against the agenda, you are the problem. We are the problem. Not the less than a percent of the population who is crazoid. It's the 99% that are against it that are the crazy ones. And by saying against it, I'm not saying that I want to obliterate it. You got your right. Just don't push your shit on me.
No, we're not trying to change shit. I just told you, like I said, leave me the fuck alone. I'm not doing nothing you tell me to do. Now, that's all I'm saying. You leave me the fuck alone. You can do what you want to do. You can suck all the cock you want to.
Yeah.
Just don't tell me I got to address how you suck cock. In the way you tell me that I got to address how you suck cock. I told you I'm not interested in you, cocksucker, so I don't want to hear what you're doing, cocksucker, okay?
No.
I don't want to hear it. I don't care.
And see, that flips back to how many they try to say the heterosexuals do the same thing. I get it in movies and things like that. It is brought out as the norm because guess what? It is the norm.
There's no heterosexual parade every year. I don't even listen to the homosexuals no more. The conversation is useless. You try to get me in an uphill battle that's already down. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear all that gay shit no more. I'm tired. You get worn with so much bombardment of gay, 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 gay. Respect me, respect me, respect my name. No, we want bathroom change. We should be in the back. This is not goddamn right. This is a takeover.
Yeah.
And I'm just waiting for them to say that we got a right to start doing what we want to do. I won't even say it in a negative way. I'm just like this. I know a mother goose talking all their stuff with all their rights. They talk totally different with a cock pistol in your hand. That's all I'm telling you. And they don't. I hope it don't get to a point where it's so irrational where people don't want to be cordial or try to help and compromise. Then if they open up laws on open season, you better pray. That you're good because, see, a lot of homosexuals are scared of guns. Most women are scared of guns. Their battle is their mouth. We battle with our hands, fists, and weapons. So when the people that talk with hands, fists, and weapons get tired of you talking, shit going to go down, and it's going to be ugly.
Oh,
It's going to be ugly.
And for those who say it can't happen here, realize the Civil War happened here. The only real war that happened on American soil was amongst ourselves.
That's it.
Seriously, think about this, kids. I mean, you can talk about border wars and shit. No, the real one that involved this entire nation, even in World War I and World War II, those battles were not fought here. They were fought over there. But we have had it happen here, and wars here usually involve the United States people fighting amongst themselves because they lost the ability to have an open debate.
Well, the open debate is number one. I don't give a damn about LGBTQ or nothing. All I'm trying to tell people is a black man in America, I just want my truth. I could care less about the battles and the wars and shit because every time I see somebody in a battle, my black ass ain't in none of the coats, okay? This shit ain't got nothing to do with me. But I'm friends with people and I understand what it is to talk history. When I talk about history of America, this shit ain't got nothing to do with me. And whatever had something to do with me in America was an atrocity. And I love the documentaries and everything. I mean, the documents and everything that's written, amendments and all the laws. But you got to find out the truth about who wrote them.
Yeah.
Because to be real, they're lying. It has to be. Man, I know too much as a man just living for a whole group of people to tell me 100 years ago I was basically a goddamn dog or a monkey. Okay? No, I have never been. And the truth has to be told. Because there's no way that people can understand. We fight for the LGBTQ. But damn, Dan, I'm your buddy. We've been knowing each other for years. Who's fighting for me?
That's the truth.
Who's fighting for me? I just want to say I'm a black man without the truth. Well, we were dealing with the LGBTQ right now. Well, damn, you were dealing with the LGBTQ then. And then before that, it was the dogs and animals. Before that, it was women's rights. Okay, as a black man, I talk with people, but God dang. I'm doing good because don't nobody like me in this goddamn country. Ain't nothing made no laws for me in this country. I'm fighting for my life every day just to be a human in America, just to say I'm American.
Yeah.
A whole American, not one-fifth, not one-eighth, not three-fourths. I'm a human. I'm a person.
Yeah.
And this is what I'm still fighting for, even though it's in silence and people say, well, why are you fighting for that?
The same reason why women still fighting for shit. The same reason why gays still fight for things. I'm being mistreated.
And I'm not being mistreated physically. I'm doing good. But I'm just saying is the thought of not telling me the truth. I just ask you, can I have the truth? That's all.
Yeah.
Tell me about the 13 presidents before George Washington. I just want the truth.
Yeah. Tell me about a calendar that we lived on that was attached to the lunar cycle that now nobody even knew existed.
Yes. And tell me why everybody thinks a certain type of white man is the greatest person on earth. A certain type of white man. Because it ain't the trailer park white man. He's a piece of shit too.
It's so funny. It's so true, though. And people don't get it. Because although I have not faced anything even in the ballpark of what you face, but because I'm from West Virginia, you sleep with your sister, oh, you're inbred.
Oh, you're
stupid.
Okay. Oh,
you're
yeah,
ignorant. Yeah. They'll lay it all. I bet your lights amaze you. And the funny thing is that when all this shit collapses, all those people are going to need both you and me.
Yeah. That's so funny. Hey, Dan, what's your wife's name? Ellison, because it's your sister.
Or as I tell them when they say, do you sleep with your sister? I was like, no, I went back to my own room when I was done, asshole. You kicked the fucking covers. That's the best defense, though. Laugh off their bullshit and move on. That's the best defense.
That's it, man. That is the best defense. Man, oh, man, because if you, okay, like I said, what you don't laugh about will kill you.
Yeah, quickly.
You know, laughter is the key to the soul. And education is the adaptation to your environment. You know, so if you can laugh, and educate yourself in a way where you're adjusting to environmental changes, you'll find a way through life.
Yes.
You know, you'll find
I said to my sons when they were young, and my sons and my daughter, I said, you're going to go through today whether you like it or not. I said, the sun's going to come up, my sun's going to go down. Now, you can go through it with a smile, it'll be a pleasant day. You can go through it bitchy, it'll be a bitchy day. You make that choice.
Okay, it always goes back to shit happens. You have to take a shit today. Now, when you take that shit according to how you eat, that'll tell you whether it's going to be soft, loose, or rough. If you want to change it, adjust things.
Yes.
Because if not, you'll still have that same shit. Okay?
Just
and if
a
you
different
want consistent
day.
Shit, live a consistent life.
Yeah.
But remember, the shit's going to come. This shit ain't going to be up to you. It's not going to be according to your timing. Okay? And I'm thinking about this when shit happens. Are you going to wipe your ass? Or are you going to get up and leave it nasty? shit happens, bro. Everything's about shit. People don't realize that. It's a shitty word. But it is, man. People don't want to look at things from those perspectives.
No, they want that easy ride. That's why all these people clamoring to get to the top just want the easy ride. They don't want everything that was needed to get there.
Yeah, man, that's a point. Everybody wants an easy ride to climb to the top, but guess what? Have you noticed that everybody ends up on the ground? There's caskets that have your name on them.
And the people with the easy ride take the money from you and just keep living that easy life that they've always lived because they're in control. They are the people behind the curtain.
All of this is temporary.
Yeah.
And the wizard behind the curtain, the wizard is behind the curtain. As soon as you stop traveling, as soon as you get off this yellow brick road, follow the yellow brick road. Oh, my. No, get your ass off the yellow brick road and follow a path that makes sense. Everybody on that Hollywood yellow brick road is destroying them. And everybody who's trying to get to that road is destroying them. Period. And that's what we are. You got to get some courage. You got to get a brain. You got to have a heart.
Yeah,
that's what it's telling the world. You got to get some courage. You got to have a brain. You got to have a heart. You got to get some courage. You got to have a brain. Because most people are being described. What's wrong with me in the day? Oh, I have no courage. Hey, Dorothy, I have no brain. Hey, Dorothy, if I only had a heart. Okay,
yep.
That's what my problem is. No heart, no brain, no courage. So if the men have no heart, no brain, and no courage, and they're led by Dorothy, Toto, and they're trying to get to the wizard, we're in trouble.
Truth.
Life is totally out of order if Dorothy is taking you to the wizard. So if your wife is waking you up to go to church every Sunday and it's not your choice, you're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. Why? Because the wonderful things he does. And in the end, she's going to say, give me some money to give to the pastor.
Yep.
That's how they make the yellow brick road.
Boy, that's one of them things people don't want to hear and think about. That's when they turn us off and turn on the basketball game, the football game, the distractions.
Yes.
The distractions.
That's your yellow brick road. The gold that they get is the money that they receive from you to build this golden opportunity for themselves. Not only when you get to America will you find out the streets are not paved in gold, when you get here, you find out they want you to pave them.
Right.
Yeah, because every time somebody comes from another country, they're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. Man, they go through water, canoes, tubes, anything to get here. They just want to see the wizard. Everybody wants to see the wizard. And even the people in the land want to see the wizard. And everybody's trying to get to Hollywood. They're trying to become this thing, this star, this entity, this great thing. And you want to be able to make sure that you follow the land of Lucifer and understand the story of Adam and Eve and the apple. That's why you can't wait to get to the Big Apple. That's considered your Garden of Eden, the Big Apple, where Satan presides over because the Statue of Liberty is not a female. It's a male. He is Baphomet. He is Lucifer. That's who stands there as the Statue of Liberty. So the Statue of Liberty would be considered to be a transgender because that is not a woman. That is a man. So if you got a man standing over your statue is the Statue of Liberty and it's the Big Apple and the defiance of God by the apple being told, so New York is the city of defiance.
Just like California has the Hollywood.
And just like Atlanta has a portal. And every one of these cities you go to, then when you want to talk about it, it's gay, 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 gay. It's happy, 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 happy in every one of these areas. All super cities are super gay. Look them up. Mm-hmm. Everywhere you go now is the streets of San Francisco. Everywhere you go.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go is now the streets of San Francisco. You don't have to worry about it.
And it's all while they're doing that,
They're sitting there every day tearing every single man down, every single man job down. Everything that's all male is bad, corrupt, evil, destructive, oppressive. So, Herman, you're an oppressor.
Yes.
Just because you're a dude. And then you sit there and talk about your oppression. Well, that's bullshit because you're a dude. You can't have oppression. Now, if you were Hermet, then you could say you were oppressed.
There you go. If you look, I listened to the song from the Weird, you say, everybody look around. There's a reason to rejoice, you see. Can you feel a brand new day? Can you feel a brand new gay? Can you feel a brand new gay? Can you feel a brand new gay? That's what I'm hearing. Can you feel a brand new gay? I'm not hearing can you feel a brand new day because everything was fine. What's brand new? There's a coming of something when someone talks about a brand new day. There's a difference. There's a change. What is this brand new day?
Mm-hmm. And you will follow or be cast aside.
Follow.
Think about this, though. Here's the funny thing about it.
Think about it.
You will follow or be cast aside is exactly what they say they're fighting against, that they will follow societal rules or be cast aside. So they change the societal rules to cast aside everybody else.
There you go. So Missy Elliott said, if it's worth it, then let them work it. They're going to put their things down, flip it, and reverse it. And it'll be the best that they've ever seen yet. Come on. They're reversing things on us, reversing things as we speak.
Yeah.
With a lot of with a lot of illusions and distractions and
catchphrases
of bull crap and catchphrases and you are now a pronoun. Oh, you can't be a now a noun is a person, place, or thing. So you're telling me you want to be a subsidiary of a person, place, or thing. You don't want to be a noun. You're not a solid person, place, or thing. You are a description. I don't want to be a solid person, place, or thing. I want to be a description.
Yeah. And we're going to make up new descriptions, call them Zim, Z, Zer, Zer, make up a new fucked up language that everybody has to learn, not hurt their feelings.
Yeah, and it's not in school. They're teaching a new education. This ain't in school. You ain't going. You're not. Come on, man. They're doing better than immunizations. They are really forcing something with no problem.
And taking away people. And people have no education. They can't read or write. They come out not. But they can't read and comprehend.
Mm-mm. It's sad.
It is. Because that creates an ignorance that you'll never overcome. If you can't read, you're ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you have to rely on everything being spoken, and you can't go back and look at the history that was written. You can only have the history you're told.
Now, I'll tell you, there's a catch-22 to that. Okay, if you're based on this world and you have no formal education, you can't function. But if you're based on the natural world and you have no functional education, you can function because you're not functioning within this educational system.
True.
Okay, because I knew a man that was totally illiterate, but he was the chief of Portsmouth. He was the chief of Portsmouth Fire Department, but he was illiterate. Okay. But
yes.
he was the greatest firefighter. He trained everyone there. He was never educated in what he did. He knew how. He was a know-how person. Everybody's not educated on how to do things. Some people are know-how people, and they're trying to eliminate know-how people with know-it-all people, and know-it-all people are educated.
Yeah.
Know-how people not trying to educate you. They just do.
Yes.
They just do, man. They just do. And like you'll meet people with good direction, and you'll say, well, how do you get there? And they can't tell you. They'll tell you where there was a tree,
There'll be this store. They'll give you landmarks because that's how they communicate. That doesn't make them illiterate.
True.
Okay? This world wants to take everybody and make them functional according to literacy, period. And that does not make you smart or dumb. Literacy just means you can remember what someone's training you to be. And it's good to have a good education and foundation so that you can stay ahead of what people with education and foundations have. But if you think about it, you go through school and think about how many courses you took that absolutely have no usage in your life.
Truth.
You went to school for 12 years, and I guarantee you, 8 of them was nothing. 8 of them was occupying your time for useless things. You could have learned that education in 4 years. They prolong it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, to keep you in the training, which is more about training you to work than it is about training you to think.
Before prohibition and liquor, people were driving at 14 and 12 once driving started. People were able to do things, blacksmith, welders, builders. They were 14, 15 years old, 13, because there were no regulations yet for child labor and all this stuff. It wasn't like that because a boy was a man at 13, remember?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So when you change the liquor age to 18, you crippled a lot of boys. Period. Because you made a boy more childish and longer to separate from the family.
And now they're 36 years old and still at home.
Yes, I was ready to leave home when I was 16. It's just they had the rules to where you couldn't.
Yep.
I was ready to leave home at 16. There was nothing left for me to do at home, my mom and dad at 16. For me to take unnecessary orders and follow some rules, I could be getting my life started right now. That's
yep.
what I could have been doing. But instead, we're piddling around with educational things that slow you down to nothing. Your dad take you out in that garage, while if he's a mechanic and takes you in the garage in the third grade, second grade, and has you in the garage till you're 18, you're going to be a master mechanic.
Yeah. Well, it goes back to the NASA study that says most kids are geniuses until they're put into school.
Most kids are geniuses until they're vaccinated. And then going to school, they're prepped with vaccination to be able to be dumbed down, to be able to listen. Because if you're not prepped with a vaccination, you're going to be ADHD and everything else. That vaccination is like a drug or some shit. They slow you down and... so you can listen and sit there. It's not natural for a kid to sit in a damn chair all day under false lighting. That's not even natural, man.
No. Well, we got to take a quick break because we've already – it's after 1 o'clock. Do you realize
Oh, man.
That?
Okay. Oh, yeah, we got something to look. Remember the Obama story I was telling you about with Michelle? Let's talk about that when we get back, man.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So we'll take a quick break, get this out of the way. We'll run to the end of the show. So hang on, folks. I hate to do this, but you know how everything's got to be paid for. Be right back.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
and they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what, why wouldn't you do... Why wouldn't you do...
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce. Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias, but they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal, but it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say something. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized, and their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67% with grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
That's right. The Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour is back on the road. We are currently promoting our second Amazon Prime special, Jokers and Jesters, the next special. We will be touring small towns across this great country of ours. So for our tour dates, follow us on Facebook at Jokers and Jester Comedy Tour or at our website, jokersandjester.com. It's a great night of music, laughter, and magic. Don't miss us as we come to a small town near you.
And we're back. We're back.
Yeah.
And we got to talk about, it's really funny, the rumblings about this have been going on for weeks now, where they said they're just going to bring Michelle Obama in to be the next presidential candidate because Joe Biden can't find his ass with both hands in a map.
Mm-hmm.
And now you say you heard something the other day.
Oh, yeah. There was an announcement that Michelle Obama stated with her own voice and mine and said that she was very thankful to her husband, Barack Obama, for making same-sex marriage possible and giving America the true opportunity of American choice and freedom. They have come to agreement that she will run for president with his support. And since Donald Trump is such a powerful man, she has decided, with her husband's backing, to run against a powerful man as a man, and she'll be coming out running as a man against Donald Trump as a transgender man. Now, allegedly. So she allegedly sticks to letting us know she has a dick. I would like for people to honestly say to themselves, pay attention to what Dan and Herman talk about, because we told you long before it happened.
Truth. We've said it before it was even remotely popular.
Mm-hmm. I was saying it when people were like, I told you I lost a friend. Well, not, I lost a friend over there. I was like, man, Michelle's a man. Man, how could you talk about a black woman like that? We go through enough problems in society as black people, and you're going to dog a black sister? How, man? I was like, he was really into it. Now, what are you going to say now when your sister's got a prick?
They won't say they're sorry. They won't say they were wrong. That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's 100% for sure. You won't say you're, they'll never say they're wrong.
Never.
They'll call you wrong all day long. They'll tell you to admit you're wrong, but they themselves will never come to the table and say, I was fooled. I was wrong.
I was hoodwinked or tricked. Never.
Never. Which goes back to the old saying, it's easier to fool a man than convince him he's been fooled.
Yes. I don't understand what is going on to where no one that you talk to will hear anything until they have some type of artificial proof.
Yeah. Well, look at the movie they're releasing called Fly Me to the Moon.
Mm.
Where the movie is predicated on a fake moon landing.
They told you they got to tell you the truth, right?
Yeah.
They must tell you the truth.
And they're telling you in a movie, and you're sitting here going, oh, that's, we went, because they don't want to admit that they could have possibly been fooled. And the funny thing is, when you really look at the lunar pictures and landings, they look artificial and fake as shit, man.
Yeah. Because it's 2024. We have modern-day technology.
Yeah. And the time they made those movies, they didn't have that.
If you go look at the quality of the Hindenburg and the quality of what the Hindenburg looked like versus the quality of the moon, it's like two different worlds, man.
It is.
The Hindenburg had great HD quality and everything.
Well, I'll put it to you this way. And again, it goes back to this conversation that we have continually, what you've been taught versus what you know and you've lived through. We didn't live through the lunar experience. We watched the lunar experience that was presented to us.
Mm-hmm.
Were any one of us on the moon? No. Were any one of us on the ship? No. We watched it on television.
Tell lies to your vision.
Yes. And somebody was like, well, that many people, you couldn't hide something. Bullshit. Look at what they've hidden from our past history. It's an organized teeny group that filters out to a group that's below them, and then they spread the lies and get the benefits. So as long as you're getting the benefits, you'll keep spreading the lies.
If people always say, you know, man, did you vote? If you don't know your local officials, I don't care who you voted for.
Right.
Because the president doesn't have a damn thing to do with you.
Look at Virginia Beach. They're increasing property taxes so that they can give money to Farrell and his group, which are all millionaires, to build a surf park next to the ocean.
All right.
Seriously, a surf park next to the ocean.
Yeah. That's so stupid. It's almost hard to say.
It's unfathomable.
It's painful to say that.
And all the while, you can drive around any part of this city now, look into any woods, and you will see people living in the woods in an off-ramp.
Yes.
But they got the money to build a surf park next to the ocean.
Oh, no, you got people living on the side of the highway, but you have houses boarded up.
Right.
Abandoned.
Abandoned. But you got the money to build a surf park next to an ocean.
Yeah, but, you know, Virginia Beach was also the people that was trying to build a rodeo, remember?
Oh, yeah. They were going to bring the Dixie Stampede in.
Yeah. And who the hell is going to the Dixie Stampede?
Right.
Who's living with interest to go to the Dixie Stampede? Who's alive?
Well, the funny thing is, the same people turned down a Grand Prix at the oceanfront, which would have, in fact, made millions of dollars because they had to close the oceanfront street down for 2 days, something they do every Friday and Saturday night during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And people, oh, they're so good. No, we have got – politicians are the dumbest people on the planet Earth. They can't do anything else, so they go run for office. Again, those that can do, those that can't. You very rarely find a teacher who's also a doer. See, that's where when you and I are talking about teaching classes, we already do it. We're going to make extra time to teach it from a perspective of doing it.
Yes. And people want to hear all of the glamour of what goes on with the entertainment world. They don't want to hear about the ups and downs. They just want to hear, I made it. Yeah, but there's a lot of things to making it, whatever that is.
Right. In my book, as long as you feeding yourself, you made it.
Yes. Are you feeding yourself? Oh, you made it.
Yeah, you made it. That, to me, is the book. And maybe the reason I'm not famous because I ain't gave up the booty hole.
There you go.
You know, it's funny.
You want to be famous, give up the booty hole.
Let me take you back to a time, and it's really funny because Allie said this to me the other day. What proof is it that we're not living in a play like a movie? And our parts aren't so much our control, but somebody controlling us.
Mm.
And when you sit down and look back at it, you kind of go, because I know I have a multitude of voices in my head. Does that make me crazy? By some people's standards, I guess so. But my question is, where do those voices come from? That's my question. Because they're separate. They tell me things. But at the same time, it's me. So is it me making up voices in my head to have a thought, or is it somebody actually talking to me from a different place?
Say, Bridge, you're going to do something to your car, and someone says, hey, man, take your time with that. And you say, all right. But there's nobody there.
Right.
You had a subconscious talk with yourself and answered yourself. Now, you may not have did it out loud, but you did it.
Oh, yeah. And also, you communicate in your head in the language that you were taught. I mean, that was brought up in the movie, the old Clint Eastwood movie, Firefox, I think it was, where he stole a Russian jet that was programmed to operate off of somebody's brain, but all of his thoughts had to actually be in Russian, not English transferred to Russian.
Yeah.
So we communicate to ourselves in the language we're taught, which brought me back to what I call stoner questions. So if you're blind and deaf from birth, how do you communicate with yourself?
Well, there has to be a telepathic. That's when telepathy comes in and is not explained.
Right, and that's a good question to ask yourself. So where do these voices, how do these voices know to speak your language?
Because it's you.
And so if it is you, could it be multiple yous?
Michael Jackson said, it's just another part of me.
Nobody
else. Right. He said, it's just another part of me.
Because we have emotions. So our emotions just us in a different form.
Okay, and when you're emotional, is the same person angry? Is the same person that calms down?
Exactly. See, when you start breaking it into that, then it starts getting into the whole realm of, and again, I've talked with people with this, reincarnation. How do you explain child prodigies? How do you explain a four-year-old that can play concert piano?
How do you explain a person that comes here and knows about properties and lands and places because they say they've been here before and no one believes them?
Right, because they're crazy. But are they?
They tell you, I've been here before. And they go and tell you the places where they are. I mean, and tell you all these different things that happened in a time when they weren't on Earth. But they
right.
say they were there and they saw it. They said, they're telling you, I saw this. They're not telling you, someone told me, I had a dream. They said, I was once here.
Yes.
Now tell
How
me
do you explain that? How do you explain that?
No one wants to talk about those things.
No.
They just call them strange phenomena.
Yes. But there's so much evidence of a soul that's not even, nobody really wants to talk about it. A lot of people poo-poo, oh, you believe in a soul. Hey, when somebody dies, the second they die, I think it's they lose 7 grams of weight or 4 grams or something like that. I can't remember the exact number.
Mm-hmm.
But they lose that weight.
Yeah.
That weight is your soul.
In that final breath, you lose weight.
Yeah.
And you go.
So that's your soul leaving. Now, where does it go?
Into
that's the whole theory of, you know, of reincarnation.
Into another body for your next journey.
And you're supposed to learn with each journey to become a better person.
Yes. And you're supposed to improve each visit.
Each visit, you're supposed to take the cards you're dealt. Because, see, it's really funny because I understand childhood trauma can really change you. That can really set you on a wild course for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, at a certain point, you can't keep blaming the childhood trauma for your reckless actions.
There you go.
That's when you grow and become the better person.
Yes. I do this because I didn't have a father.
Right. Right. And?
And? Now? How can
now
you
what?
How can you do it without a father? Now that you know, how can you do it without a father?
Right.
And why? How do you know you can do it with a father? Because you lived a life before, and an example of one of your lives was one that you lived without a father. What did you remember to do?
Right.
And then after you learn what to remember to do, how did you remember to do? Because you once had a life with a father, so the memory of what you had with a father helps you with the adjustment in this new life without a father. You know what I'm saying?
I do. And the other end of that is, and I've sat for hours driving and thought about this. If you were in a place with no trauma, if you were in a place where everything was good, would you ever appreciate it? Or does the negative make you appreciate the positive? That's why there's a yin and yang. That's why there's always a positive and a negative. That's why every single thought, no matter how good, has a negative side to it.
Yes.
And it's funny because if you bring up Hitler, people shut down like that.
What?
They just shut down because everything with him is negative. It's the same with Trump. Everything with him is negative. No, everything negative has a positive. I don't care who it is. I don't care what they did. Somewhere in there, there was a positive.
America has a bad track history with people and treating people bad.
Right.
How in the world can America judge Germany?
Right.
That's hypocritical.
But the other end of it is America
has created a space where determined people can climb their way up.
Depending on what years you grew up in America.
Right.
I can climb my way up in America in 1940, but I might have to kill somebody.
Right. But see, now people can climb and aspire and grow. And the funny thing is when somebody who was discriminated against, P. Diddy, gets power, what does he do with that power? Good things or bad things?
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, no Diddy.
Well, here's another saying that's true. Hindsight's 20/20. When you look back, everything's obvious now. When people look at Justin Bieber when he arrived to be with P. Diddy versus years after being with him, you see a different kid. Like, see a smiling, innocent kid turn into a problem child, acting out, doing horrific things, and everybody just blamed him when they didn't even hear the cry.
If you could see how I just saw the last concert that Justin Bieber and Will Smith's son, you know, greeted each other. Will Smith walked up from behind him, you know, kind of like in a grinding mode. Will Smith's son walked up behind him in a grinding mode, and they hugged and kissed, kissed. And it's so normal for men to kiss each other in the mouth now. It's just mouth kissing men is just—it's amazing. They just turn around and just lips to lips, no problem. Hey man,
Well, the interesting thing when you say that, this is one of them things from my childhood I remembered. When it was time to go to bed, I kissed my mom and I shook my dad's hand. Seriously.
Yep.
It was a different era.
My dad, when I was young, he would kiss us, but he would kiss us on the forehead. He would kiss me on the forehead. He never has kissed me in the mouth. He kissed me on the forehead. And then I got bigger, and it was just straight. I don't remember nothing other than two guys.
And here's the other end of it. I'm willing to say, who says I'm right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to say that. I'm willing to have an open conversation about that. I'm willing to talk and lay it on the line and not call you a name and hear what you have to say because maybe I need to hear it.
You never know what you may learn.
Exactly.
It turned out. Information.
Take every bit of information in. I don't care who says it to you. Take it in, listen to it, and try to see what perspective it was said from. With you and me, it's easy. Anything Herm tells me comes from a positive place. Well, Herman thinks I should hear this. Herman thinks I should know this.
Yeah, brother, same here.
And that's why our conversations, I have made more discoveries through our conversations than any damn news story I've ever read.
Yeah.
And that's dangerous to people because we can talk across life experiences and not get angry.
Yeah, man, because it's a respect factor. There's no jealousy and envy in the way. See, jealousy and envy are nasty.
Oh, yeah. The seven deadly sins were the seven deadly sins for a reason, because they are seven bad habits. They are seven bad things. And if you can learn to get those out of your life will instantly be better.
Yeah, because we're not in competition. We actually want to hear one of them the same. We're not in competition.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are like, yeah, Dan, I hear what you're saying, but they're always trying to prove you wrong or prove their point.
Right.
You know, we're just growing.
We're growing from two perspectives of the same world, which makes it a much better place to grow in.
Yeah. Much better place to grow in. And it functions so much better, so much smoother than it.
Yeah.
You know?
But we're now told to one up and cut that other person down and prove this and prove that, and I'm right and you're wrong, when none of us are really aware of anything. We're all living a different experience. We're all living a different life. And it goes back to when you were talking about, I am God. My world is in me.
Yes.
To hear that, you first go, that's totally wrong. No, it's not. Because your world is your world.
Yes.
You experience it, you see it, you feel it, you taste it. But the funny thing is, the you that does all those things never actually touches the world.
That's right.
You are in the body. Your eyes sense it. Your nose smells it. Your ears hear it. But you yourself have to take that data from the outside in and analyze it, because it only exists because your senses tells you it exists.
That's right. Because it's all mind over matter. If you don't mind, it won't matter at all.
Right. So then you go back to the old teachings and you realize that we inside, each individual person, is super powerful. And that's why they fear individuals getting into groups, because as our individual streaks are joined together, we become incredibly powerful.
They took away lead. They took away exercise. They took away responsibility. So when you take away all these things, then they are in control of you. You have no control of yourself. You're fat, so now they have control of your weight. Now they make you weak to control you.
Right. Because a person who can't walk across the street without getting winded is not going to survive on their own in the wild.
But that's the same person they make a police officer.
Right.
So he's got to shoot to kill.
Right. That's why I've said that. When you bring a female police officer into a situation, she will have to go to her gun way before a man.
Yes. Lethal force is one of her first ones.
And then you preach to them that their safety is above your safety, even though they're a servant to you. And I put this in a way that maybe people can understand. When a fireman shows up to a house fire, he doesn't say, hey, would you go in there and tell me how bad this fire is so that I can be safe? He goes, no, I want you to be safe. You stand over there. I will go risk my life to protect you. And that's why there's no groups against firemen. There's no groups against them, because they are truly public servants. And what we had in the past is not what we have now. We have rulers, where if you have any chance to buck up against me, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to throw you in handcuffs. That's to degrade you. That's all that's for. That's to degrade you, to put you in a subjective role where I can make you a subject.
That's right. That's right. That's right. They just had a recent case with a young lady that was a police officer and a man was on the scene. Well, when the lady pulled the man over, it was for something that was like a non-traffic violation, like, you know, you might have a break, your license plate light is out. You know that bullish crap they pull, right?
Yeah, like we got pulled over.
Yeah. So the guy's looking real innocent. He said, okay, no problem. So the lady is asking for his license and registration, and when he reaches to get his license and registration, she snatches his door open. He said, well, why did you snatch my door open? We don't feel safe the way you were reaching. Now you step out of the car. He said, step out of the car? For what? What have I done? And the more he was calmly saying, for what have I done, the more she got escalated. She grabbed and started pulling on him. Then she said, light him up. Light him up. And the guy started tasing him. And he said, why are y'all doing this to me? The guy is crying. And he said, why are you doing this to me? Please stop. And she said, he won't move. Let him out. And he reached in his daggum armrest and pulled out a gun and shot her ass in the chest and shot him.
Now, they would have never got shot if you weren't trying to kill this man. Now, when two police officers go rogue and attempt to kill you, you have the right to shoot their ass.
And that's being upheld by the Supreme Court, actually, now.
Yes, you should have a right to shoot their ass. If you have done something, you know this is a basic traffic violation. There's not a moving violation. There's no violence involved. And then you start prying by saying, do you have, that's why you have the right to remain silent. The police officer pull up on me, I ain't got shit to say to you. You're not my friend. I don't give a, you don't give a fuck about my day, so I'm not going to talk about my day. None of that. I'm not even going to talk to you. You're going to tell me what you're going to do to me. I'm not even talking to you because I have the right to remain silent from the time you pull up. I have to say hello to you. You are a policy official. You ain't shit. The only way you become shit is when I start talking, giving you more authority. If I don't say shit, you can't do shit. And if you do shit without me saying shit, you broke the law.
Well, see, you know that I know this from the experience of I've had over 50 traffic stops for bullshit and never had a ticket.
Wow.
I have been pulled over for leaving my lane at least a dozen times. But you know what? I've never been pulled over for leaving my lane in Virginia.
Yeah.
So I either forget how to drive when I leave this state, or that's one of those made-up bullshit reasons to pull me over and search me and subjugate me.
I know the guy that pulled us over when we were leaving that comedy show. He had a reason. He had a reason. He's suspicious. He had reason. He had good reason.
Yeah, but he didn't do nothing.
Nothing.
And that's the one case where you being black was actually a blessing because it was a black police officer. And once he got over me and looked at you, he changed.
It was cool.
It was cool. Y'all just be on your way. Here's a warning citation for one ball back. He had every reason.
Every reason.
But nothing.
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 And our energy, I guess, you know, when you see two guys chilling, we were chilling.
Yeah.
We weren't nervous.
Yeah.
Hey, what it is what it is.
You were chowing on them chicken wings like about made me die. He's at the window and you're over there having dinner.
And I never stopped the whole time.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. But I've been through so many of those stops, and they get so upset with me because I get angry, and they don't understand. There's multiple reasons I get angry. First of all, anybody who's traveled a long length of time knows the most dangerous place on the interstate's on the side of the road because you are sitting still while cars fly past you at 70 miles an hour. If they lose their thoughts for just a second, you can become dead because somebody pulled you over for your safety.
Yes. You call yourself looking out for me. How do I end up dead?
Right.
How is that even possible?
And when also there are so many other crimes. Look, how many times have you heard people say the body was dumped on a desolate road? Well, that road wouldn't be desolate if the cops that were sitting in the median strip trying to steal your money for speeding would patrol the back roads. Now, would they be empty then? No. Then he has a chance to actually stumble upon a real crime and not a made-up crime that has zero victims.
Thank you. Thank you.
And instead of sitting in a median strip running radar, maybe take a cold case that was closed and do some police work and investigate a real crime rather than making one up.
Thank you. Thank you.
But see, that's called you hate the police, Dan. I do not hate the police. My son's a sheriff, and my daughter's soon to be a sheriff. So don't tell me I hate the police.
No, we just hate lying, conniving thieves with police uniforms on.
Right. And you can spot them. They are there. They are everywhere. They are border to border. And they are the ones that make people turn against the good ones.
Because a cop says, excuse me, you have a back brake light out. And you know what my response is? Thank you.
Yeah. I'll get it fixed, sir.
That's it.
That used to be when I was younger how it went. Now it's I want your license, your registration, your proof of insurance, your papers. It is no different than a German standing there going, let me see your papers, because that's what he just asked you for, was your papers because you had a light out.
But I got to prove I'm a citizen because I had a light out.
I got to prove I'm a citizen. I got to prove I'm able to drive. So in other words, I am guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah. Because you're gonna ask me a question. Number one, you ask me, are you on probation? What does that have to do with my light out? Are there any drugs or weapons in the car? What does that have to do with my light out?
Right.
Because if you do what you're supposed to do, that ain't even a worry of yours.
Exactly.
So you got to look out for your safety because you're about to commit a crime. You're about to do some bullshit. That's why you're asking me the questions.
Exactly.
Why should you have a worry if there's a gun in the car if it's a light that's out? Why do you have a worry if there's a gun in the car if you tell me that I had a crack in my windshield or some shit? Why do you need to know whether there's a gun in the car?
Why do you suspect me of being a criminal because of a simple thing that happens to everybody every day of the week?
Thank you. Thank you.
And then their response to that is, I ask everybody that question. So because you treat everybody poorly, it makes it right?
Yeah, so you treat everybody poorly, it makes it right, yeah.
Right, because I'm going to treat you the same as I'm going to treat them, and so I'm going to treat everybody as if they're a criminal, even though they're not a criminal, because that's the only way to make the criminals feel they have rights. I can understand if you walk up to my door and there's a pistol laying on the seat. That's one thing. I can understand if you come up to the door and I'm wearing a prison jumpsuit. That's another thing. But when I'm dressed like any other person traveling down a highway and the first thing you would do is assume I'm a criminal with weapons in my car, my God, my life is in danger.
Yeah. When I have a man standing there with me and you're fearing for your danger with a gun, a taser, a baton, and a backup, and you say you fear for your safety, you're creating, that's like a woman's, that's like a female talking to me, saying that I'm fearing, because I raised my voice, you say all of a sudden you fear for your safety. No.
Yeah.
You raised your voice. I don't know what you were going to do. I don't do the same thing you did when you raised yours. Nothing. Stand here and raise my voice. What the fuck are you talking about?
Why not at a counter when you're arguing with a clerk? Can't she just put you in handcuffs because I'm sure she fears for her life?
Yeah. I fear for my life.
It's the greatest phrase on the planet Earth. Like the other day, they pulled this guy over. Yes, I understand he fired first, but they emptied 96 rounds into his car. Good God, they endangered the entire community with ricochets and bullets that made it through just for being one man shooting at them. 96 rounds.
They had a man just recently, I don't know if you saw it, they were two guys, city workers, I guess, and they were working on some stuff. They were working on the streets. And they got into it, and one guy pulled out his gun and just shot unloaded into the truck.
Yeah.
And the man backed up from him as he was shooting, so I guess he didn't kill him. And he was trying to cross the street. That man backed up, and then he took off and ran this man. I'm talking ran him. Oh, I unmercifully ran him over. He came over the top of the back of the truck. He hit him so hard.
Yeah.
And it's a 300-pound man plus.
Yeah.
I have seen so many things on the internet. They didn't want us to get away with the internet and say bad stuff. Why is it that you can see people getting ran over by cars on the internet? Women and men. All you got to do is look up women or men getting ran over by cars. It'd be car, and I'm talking brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal. Oh, man, it's horrible, man. Breaking bones. They laying on the side of the road with the bones sticking out their leg.
They showing this live, man.
Yeah.
But you can't say
on that same place, you can't say the word suicide because they'll mark your channel. You can't say murder because they'll mark your channel. You can't say things, but you can show things.
You can't say sex trafficking.
Right. Or you'll be tagged.
Yeah. You'll be tagged.
See, that's why they want to get rid of social media. Again, I say again, social media is really a horrible thing that happened to the United States. Social media is a great thing that happened to the United States. It is both.
That's why they want to have this blackout with this CERN shit they keep telling you about, shutting everything down. I just think that, okay, I'm like this, man. I just think that it's like this. They have a lot of hopes to do a lot of great things. But every time we look at what somebody's going to do, it's always over-exaggerated. It's always over-exaggerated. It's never to the degree that they say. It's never. Because they can't do the things they say. They're using their imagination doing one thing. They've been imagining they can shoot through this dome for years, sending rockets up, right?
Yeah.
And they keep talking about a nuclear explosion. You can't have you cannot have a nuclear war under a dome, man.
Well, add to that, go back to Admiral Byrd, who actually went to Antarctica, who came back to tell us this was a decorated man. This was a guy who was super high inside, and the second he spoke the truth of what's in Antarctica, he died.
Yeah.
Hmm.
People die for less. They die for inventing cars that run on water. Oh, they die for much less.
And then, again, ask yourself, this is stuff. This is what I'm trying to show people. Don't believe us. Do the things we do. Ask why. Why does every place on the planet Earth that's willing to fight over oil, to fight over people, to fight over property, to fight over the way of life, all agree that nobody can go to Antarctica?
And you know how you know that listen, okay, everything that we do is backed by religion, right?
Yeah.
So the cross is added into anything that we do. The only reason why we live on a planet is because they put the cross of Jesus on the plane.
Yep, sir.
You hear me?
Yeah, real stuff.
We live on a plane.
Yes.
When you add the cross of Jesus, you live on a planet.
Yes.
Okay? Period. The only reason why we live on a planet, because people believe in Jesus. That's how we ended up on a planet. And remember, Jesus didn't come along to the 1700s because he wasn't used to the 1600s, wasn't invented to the 1500s. Okay?
Yeah.
So now we can't see things in plain sight because we look at it from a planetary experience.
And the books written back then have been transformed by every person who touched them to fit their agenda. And if you could find the original, you would find a history book that would actually help you.
They don't want you to see the Book of Enoch because the Book of Enoch will tell you that Satan is the God that we follow on this earth, period. No matter what book you read, no matter what group it is, if God is something great, right, and beautiful, how is this God that you believe in teaches you to go murder and conquer people on this earth?
Yeah.
How? It's the same God of love. That same God of love is not going to be a God that chooses to murder everybody that he made and everybody that he loves.
And he's not going to teach us to hate other people just because they're different.
Thank you.
That's why you and I are spiritual. There's a big difference. We believe there's more.
But there are rules of people that don't want to follow what makes sense. There are rules. There are rules to things. You cannot have people just killing people because they woke up and want to kill. Something has to be done.
You've got to be different than me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I can justify killing you because you're different because I was told you're different. The funny thing is, during the world wars, many times during the Christmases when everybody felt religious, the two sides would actually come together and enjoy each other's company only to return the next day to try to kill each other, because that's sane, right?
That's called crazy. Insanity, pure insanity. Pure insanity. That's how it goes, though. That's how the cookie crumbles.
And also how the cookie crumbles is our time is up.
Cut! Tamale. Okay.
Damn, dude.
All right. So, hey.
We went everywhere today.
Yeah.
We went everywhere today.
Wow, man.
And again, it opens your mind when you will let your mind be opened.
You know, it is. And, you know, it's so funny. Now that we've done so many shows, right, I feel almost like the Mickey Mouse Club in the end.
Yes.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company, MIC. See you real soon. K-E-Y. Why? Because we like you. M-O-U-S-E.
It's incredible, dude. It's incredible. Like I said, I leave this show feeling that there's a world of possibility, and I never leave this show feeling despondent.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. So no one else does. I mean, and when I'm telling our buddy Rondell.
Yeah.
He loves the show, man. He cracks me up. He calls me right up, and when we're done, at the end of the day, he'll call me and say, man, that was a great show. Man, you guys, we need to do something with that show. Man, that show is incredible. I'm like, hey, all right. All right.
We're just talking.
We just have a regular conversation. You think it's incredible? Thank you for loving our conversation.
And it was never prepped. We never pass show notes. We never say what we're going to talk about. We start it, we kick an idea out, and then we roll it around.
That if given the opportunity soon, when we're able to broadcast live and do the show live and you'll be able to hear us on the air, you'll be able to see that we're doing exactly what we're telling you.
We're moving forward and we're growing.
And let's keep going, man. I don't want no trouble.
Folks, I hope you enjoyed it. And again, everything we said, question it. Everything you're told, question it. But question it doesn't mean destroy it. Don't question it to tear it down. Question it to see if there's truth in it. And as always, if you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.